Proverbs chapter 1, verses 28 to 31. I want to read that and ask you a question regarding that. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 28. I'll give you a moment to find that. Title of this message is Nothing Desired Compares to Her. Proverbs 1:28 says, Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, they were none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Why would God say what he says in verses 28 to 31? That they'll call upon him, but he won't answer? Are there actually times when someone prays and God refuses to answer? Yes. But why? Well, look at verse 29 again. Verse 29 starts off with these first three words. For that they, the fourth word, hated. For they hated. And verse 30, they would none of my counsel. They wouldn't listen. But somebody may say, well, I didn't know. Well, that's what I want to make a point of this afternoon. This is wisdom. Wisdom is not silent. Wisdom is not something that people can say, I've never heard from her. Look at verse 20. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. That word that crieth out means that she shouts. Verse 21, she crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates, in the city, she uttereth her words. Wisdom, in verse 24, calls and stretches out her hands. Turn quickly to chapter 8 and look at verse 1. Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of high places, by the way, in the places of the paths. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Look at verses 7 and 9. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. And look at verse 11. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. Now, it refers to her. The she of verse 2, chapter 8 and verse 2. The she of chapter 8 and verse 3. She. So literally, all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to her. Now, you thought I was talking about a woman, didn't you? It's talking about wisdom. Nothing desired compares to wisdom. And yet the fact that she cries out, the fact that she shouts, but people think that wisdom is something you got to really diligently seek for, and you do. But in the meantime, she is shouting. Wisdom, folks, is not hard to find. But the prevalent response is found in chapter 1, verses 24 and 25. You refused. No one paid attention. You neglected all my counsel. You did not want my reproof. Now, we typically apply that to the wicked, but even believers do this. For example, Proverbs is a book of wisdom, a book of truth. It plainly teaches the discipline of children with a rod. But parents do what it says in verse 30. They would not have my counsel. They despised all my reproof. I've had parents come to me and say, tell me what the Bible says. This is years ago. A couple that was visiting, and they said, please, would you write something up for us on how to discipline our kids? And I went through Proverbs, and I gave them exactly what the book of Proverbs. You know what they said? We don't like that. That's too harsh. That's mean. That's unloving. I said, you ask for what the Bible says. They would none of my counsel. They refused to listen to what the Bible said. I wonder what the kids are like today. That was probably 15 years ago. The Bible plainly teaches the discipline of children with a rod. In fact, wisdom shouts it out. No wonder then when verse 31 comes true, they shall eat the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. Go back to Deuteronomy chapter 30. Notice what the Bible says. What I'm trying to get at is that wisdom is not quiet. God's commandments are not something that is hidden. People in this world, oh, I just wish I understood what God said. Then open your Bible and read it. I wish I understood the Bible. Then go to a Bible preaching church and find out what the Bible says. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 10. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which are written in this book of the law, and if thou turn unto the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul, for this commandment which I command thee this day, notice, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it? Neither is it beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it? Now, read verse 14 out loud with me. But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. Folks, wisdom is not quiet. Wisdom is not weak. Wisdom is not timid. Wisdom does not mumble. Instead, wisdom projects. I'm projecting now. It projects so that everybody can hear it. She speaks up loudly enough to be heard. Furthermore, she is not difficult to find. She is not like a treasure chest hidden somewhere with vague clues on how to find this treasure chest. You've probably heard of Forrest Fenn. Forrest Fenn, who hid a treasure somewhere in the Rocky Mountains, a small bronze chest containing nearly $2 million in gold, jewelry, and artifacts. Is this ringing a bell with anybody? He gave clues in a cryptic poem found in his memoir. It was called The Thrill of the Chase. He wrote that he hid his chest in the mountains somewhere north of Santa Fe. Where's Santa Fe? What state? New Mexico. Somewhere in the Rocky Mountains north of Santa Fe. Is this ringing a bell with anybody now? Right here in our area. Let me show you the picture of the five guys who sought for that treasure and all of them died. Those are the five guys who died seeking his treasure. But thousands of people went in search of it. For 10 years, nobody could find it. Some people thought that he was just joking. Note this guy right here. His name is Paris Wallace. I knew him personally. Why? Let me show you Paris Wallace in 1985 at Bob Jones University. Right there. You know Rick Cross, Rod, Mike Verway, Greg, Harry Schloeder, Greg Bullen, Sab Matsumoto, there's me, Paris Wallace. Paris Wallace was a good worker, but Paris Wallace was easily influenced. In the 1990s, Paris moved to Grand Junction, and in fact, when our family, when Juanita and I drove out there in the summer of 1994, we thought we were going to plant a church in Grand Junction. We drove out there, and we attended some churches that morning, and that evening after church, we went to an ice cream place, and guess who walked up? Paris Wallace. He had hair down his back. He was a youth pastor now. His wife was in a mini skirt. And there they were, bragging about how they were, you know, the Lord was using them and so forth and so on in their mega church. And I just, Paris. I was his boss at Bob Jones. He had gone off the deep end, but he was still serving the Lord. That's how he looked in 2017. His body was found in June 2017 near the Rio Grande in the New Mexico backcountry. The treasure was found exactly 3 years later in 2020 in Wyoming. They were searching, he was searching way down in New Mexico for it. Now, why am I giving you this illustration of Paris Wallace? I'll tell you why. He was hundreds of miles from where the treasure was actually located. If only Paris had been as interested in searching for wisdom as he was in searching for gold, I dare say he'd still be alive today and probably serving the Lord. Notice something. If you knew that there was something more valuable than gold that you could find easily, would you be interested in it? Look at Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding, for the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. There it is. All the things thou canst desire are not compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is every one that retaineth her. Look at verse 13. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom. Look at verse 18 as it closes. Happy is everyone that retaineth her. Happy is the one who findeth wisdom. Happy is the one who retaineth wisdom. Happy is the one who finds and retains wisdom. That treasure that Paris Wallace was in search of did not do what an even greater treasure does. This treasure shouts. Yeah, folks, people are going into the Rocky Mountains to find a treasure they can't find that thousands look for and only one man finally finds, and it's 200, 300, 400, 500 miles away from where they thought it was. Hidden in a cryptic poem. People died finding it. And here's a treasure that shouts. Hey, here I am! Come! Here I am! That's God's word. It shouts out to people. You know, people today who are ignorant of what God says, there's no need to be ignorant. Wisdom has been shouting out to them. Cries out to them. Is it hard to find Jesus Christ? You know, the promise is given in the scriptures that if any man seeks me, he shall find me. If it's beneficial to hear wisdom when she cries, how much more beneficial when you seek her? Look at Proverbs 8:17. We were in 8:11 a minute ago, Proverbs 8:17. I love them, wisdom says, that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. The earlier, the better. Is it hard to find Jesus Christ? No. Here in the rest of the chapter, Proverbs chapter 8, the rest of that chapter, wisdom is personified as Jesus Christ himself. Isn't this interesting? Amen. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Men do not heed wisdom because they're not interested in truth. They're interested in pleasure. And ironically, it is truth or wisdom that gives pleasure, according to Proverbs 3:17. So back to Proverbs chapter 1, very quickly, look at chapter 1 and verse 20. Wisdom shouts. Verse 23, wisdom reproves. Verse 26, wisdom laughs. 28, wisdom hides. Wait a second, I thought you were just saying that wisdom shouts in the streets. Yeah, but you know, she also hides. You know to whom she hides? She hides from people that she has shouted to, appealed to, cried out unto them, and they didn't listen. When people don't listen, then wisdom hides. Interesting. Look at that in verse 28. Then they shall call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not. They will not find me. Now, wisdom is found in God's word, a treasure worth more than gold. Again, Proverbs 3:13. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom. And yet, even Christians today are trying to find fulfillment elsewhere. In their job. They're thinking that my job, oh, I got this great, this job is going to give me fulfillment and happiness. No, it won't. My family, adventure. And again, Proverbs 3:13, happy is the man that findeth wisdom. Five verses later, happy is everyone that retaineth her. She must be held fast. Folks, if you have found that invaluable treasure of wisdom, good. Now, hold fast to her. Hold fast to her. Hold her fast. Don't let go. Hold on. That's your responsibility.